Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Maybe, and I don't know this, I'm just guessing, maybe Dable was a little more close to the vest, so to speak, because of Baltimore being so strong defensively. Or maybe he thought, I don't know, Indianapolis. You need to score. And if it's trick plays, if it's whatever you have to do to get touchdowns, you can't get field goals, of course, when you're playing Patrick Mahomes. It's really tough to sit here and tell you the defense will get enough stops to keep these guys to like 21 or 24 points. So you're going to need to score. And if that involves trick plays, pulling some things out of the old hat there, which they're very good at, by the way, then great. Do it. Do whatever you need to do to matriculate the ball downfield and get yourself into the end zone, because you need lots of touchdowns on Sunday night. I'm going to guess 5 would be nice, at least 4, if not 5 touchdowns on Sunday night to win this football game. 803-0550. If you got a busy signal, we got the lines have opened up. Yeah, nobody wanted to hang on. It's so sad. Call us and we'll talk Bills Chiefs with you and get your thoughts in on how the game's going to play out on Sunday night, what you're feeling good about, what's your biggest concern. Reminder that we are streaming later this morning as part of Football Friday today. We will be streaming the show live on the WGR Facebook page from 8 to 10 this morning. So make sure you check that out. Sal, coming up top of the hour, your calls all morning, 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
This team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right. And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take 2 more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take 3 shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right. That's going to be the mentality.
Yeah. I feel like that's a personal foul penalty if you bite someone's kneecap.
Have a good time, Detroit.
That's Dan Campbell. Remember, that's the way he was. He was the guy that got the Miami job on an interim basis. And it was the same thing. You know, rough and tough guy. We're going to change
Philbin,
the culture.
Right?
Yeah, right. But he came in like smoke, fire, brimstone, and like, argh, you know, okay, whatever.
I mean, imagine what the interview was like. And I'll tell you this, it certainly is an example of, like, we'll see if it works. Who knows? Maybe he knows and coaches a lot of really good football. And it is a very new example and a very good example of you replace the person that left with their exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You go from the engineer pencil behind the ear to the Incredible Hulk.
Right. And that's what it was in Miami.
That's what the Lions did. And what, from Philbin to Campbell.
Yeah, Philbin was like Mr. Quiet on the sideline, right?
Yep.
Just kind of vanilla personality. And all of a sudden, Dan Campbell's like, oh, these guys are going to run through the wall for this guy. Which they might, but you still got to win football games. They might run through the wall.
Did you guys see what his sign outside his door says?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the dude.
The dude.
Yeah. His name, head coach / the dude.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I would just like to ask the question rhetorically. What would happen if a player said, I'm going to need a nickname on my nameplate?
He would be considered probably a diva.
It's a rhetorical question
or something like what? No, he would. I'm sure the player would catch crap like, you're
endless.
All about yourself. What are you doing?
Michael Irvin wants to put playmaker on his nameplate.
Deion Sanders wants to put primetime.
Didn't Nate Clements catch flack from Bills fans because he wanted to be referred to as playmaker or something like that once? Nate Clements had a nickname.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
But the coach Yeah, toss it up there. Yeah. Everybody should get a nickname.
803-0550 to join us. Let me get Jim and East Aurora in here on M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. What a great Friday it is. Nervous butterflies anticipation for Sunday for sure. I got two quick things. Just get your takes on them. First off, if you compare the team we're playing against for when we played them in the regular season, I think the Bills have made a lot more improvement and become a better football team, whereas Kansas City, as great as they are, has just kind of held course because they didn't need to. I think that helps us because we played them tough, and a few minor little things in that game go a different way, and we get the win there. Second thing I saw was on either Good Morning Football or something like that, where they used that stat where the Bills have blown out opponents more than anybody else in the league versus Kansas City has zero games that they've won by 10 points or more. And they turned that into, well, that's what championship teams do. They win the close ones. And they were complimenting them on winning a lot of games by taking a knee. Well, we were winning games by taking a knee, too. We just had more points on the board. So I couldn't follow their argument on that. And when we get to the playoffs, we won the close ones. We won the ones that had to win by close. We had to play tough instead of just blowing out the opponents. So I just, you know, I'm a homeboy, so I'm going to root for my Bills. But I have a really good feeling about it, and I can't wait for Sunday night. And go Bills.
It's honestly, it's flipped. You know, if you look at the two teams, you know, the stat on Kansas City, right, they every win they've had since November 1st has been a one-score game, like under 7 points. But in the first half of the season, they were blowing people out. You know, you look at their scores, they beat Houston by 14, they beat Baltimore by 14, they beat Denver by 27, they beat the Jets by 26. So they were blowing teams out early. Quite honestly, in the first half of the season, we were sitting here talking about the Bills were winning the close games, and then it kind of flipped. The Bills, towards the end of the year, were destroying teams in December, and Casey's playing close games. So I don't know that, honestly, it means anything. They're winning. The Bills are winning, you know, and they both had their moments where they were winning by 21 points, and they've had games where they won by 3 or 6. I'm not really – I wouldn't put a lot of stock in it either way, me personally. I don't know that that has any bearing on either team or this game. It's just – they've both done the same in different parts of their seasons. Quick reminder before we get to the break and get to Sal. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get more of your calls in with Sal. We do have lines open, 803-0550. I checked with WBEN yesterday. I don't think anything changed overnight. If you're planning on going out to a bar to watch the game, they're still going to kick you out at 10 o'clock. I believe the curfew is still in effect. Again, as of yesterday, checking in with our colleagues. So if the game runs long, if there's overtime,
this is a problem.
They're supposed to kick you out at 10 o'clock.
This is a problem. The governor needs to address this. This is a problem.
Yeah.
Last week it was halftime, and that was annoying. This is.
And you can't do this to people.
It's the end of the game.
It's 10 o'clock. The Bills are holding on. It's a 2-minute offense for Kansas City. You're going to go, up, it's 10. You got to get out.
Yeah.
You just can't do that.
Like, exactly.
But the curfew is still in effect, so I did want to mention that to people. I don't know if it changes your plans. You're not
emergency,
going out to a bar anyway.
Emergency state order at 9:40. go ahead.
It's good for overtime.
Why don't you guys finish the game?
I mean, can you imagine that? Can you imagine people watching the game, the chance to go to a Super Bowl, and at 10, you know, they shut lights down and throw you out? I mean, it's crazy. But I did want to mention that it is still in place. So keep that in mind if you're going out. And I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Like, what happens if a bar owner or a restaurant owner doesn't toss people out at 10? Are the police there to take a liquor license away? I have no idea. But technically, the curfew is still on. Okay, we'll get a break. We got lines open. Let's hear from all of you. M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. Sal's coming up in a moment. Of course, we got coverage all weekend, by the way. Don't forget, extended Sports Talk Saturday shows tomorrow from 10 until 6. And then Sunday, Sports Talk Sunday at 10. So an extra 3 hours of talk leading up to our game day coverage. 1 o'clock is the game day show. 3 o'clock is countdown to kickoff. Kickoff around 6:40 from Kansas City. 9:45-ish, post-game show with Shope and the Bulldog. We won't throw them out at 10 o'clock. And then the overtime show with Nate Geary going as long as Nate has the energy to go. So that's the plan for tomorrow and Sunday here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.